Today on Real Life Radio.
This book is a book that has proven itself to be bulletproof. All of this leading power and reality of the believer to love God and to love your neighbor like you do yourself, all of that, if passionately pursued, sums up the law and the prophets, the entire Word of God.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, in our desire to pursue God, we often find ourselves wondering how to do it in this fast-paced world. Well, I think our current featured resource is really going to help. It's called The Pursuit of God, a beloved classic by the late pastor and evangelist A.W. Tozer. The Pursuit of God is the fruit of Tozer's spiritual exploration into the essence of God's nature, and it'll help you on your own journey towards God. With well over 1 million copies sold, recapture the radiant wonder that comes from having faith in Christ and a desire for God above all. The Pursuit of God is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God at the highest possible level of fulfillment.
The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it.
The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. So we are really excited for this next series coming up. It's called Futures. From what I understand, Pastor Jack, this is a series that we began right around the beginning of the COVID era.
Yeah.
And there was a lot going on in our nation. And it was, well, it was a pivotal point for the church, wasn't it? For us personally and the church, worldwide.
Yeah. It seemed like everything came together at that moment. The election rage was going on, the COVID rage, the argument, everyone's feelings and intensities were ratcheted up so much. And, just praying about it, looking around, kind of surveying the scene, I just pivoted from our normal studies and went to this series called Futures. And I did it mainly as a discipleship type of teaching. I honestly didn't care if any new people came to the church. It was making sure that those who were at church knew what the truth was. And what we didn't expect, Davey, was the incredible, really, frankly, global response of its viewership and its listening.
Yeah.
It's still today is one of our most requested series.
So from what I understand, one of the goals for the Futures series is to prepare the church for, the times ahead in light of what was happening. And, this led to some pretty challenging but necessary messages. Is that right?
Yeah, it had to be challenging because, first of all, the days in general are challenging, but everybody will attest to the fact that it seems like when COVID arrived, a switch was thrown.
Yeah.
And the world has never been the same since. And so I immediately realized that the church needs to get back to the basics. So we cover, for example, what is the Christian foundations of our faith? But we talked about what people were asking, is the vax the mark of the beast? Is this the end of the world? What's happening?
Yeah.
So what we did was we looked at what Scripture says to the days in which we live, which is always a good practice, everybody. But we talked about what's going on out there, for example, in the world around us. We talked about what happens after the saints go marching in, meaning when the saints go up into heaven. What happens after that? We talked about Christ coming, but are you ready for his return? Well, what does that mean? Well, are you serving the Lord? If you were to, for example, if you were to not go to church next Sunday, would you be missed? If you would not be missed, that's not a good sign, my friend. And so what do I do about that? How do I get involved? How do I make my life matter in preparation for the future? So thus the title, Futures.
Okay, so here we go into our series called Futures. It is one of our most requested series, and not only do we hope that you enjoy it, but we pray that it really does strengthen your faith and brings you closer to Christ and prepares you for the times ahead. So without further ado, here's the Futures series. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now begins a brand new series called Futures with a message titled Foundations. Now, this series is a study in what the Bible says about the future and why it matters in our lives today. You see, there are prophetic scriptures in the Bible to equip us and strengthen us in our faith. We have a far greater appreciation for God's Word when we understand the future and our role in it. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that the topic of faith, it's by far the most important thing in our lives. Faith, by definition, assumes a future, and past foundations are what build our faith. Now with his message called Foundations, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
We're going to start a series called Futures. It's been on my heart and my mind for a long time because I began meeting people, I still am, at this church, and now there are tens of thousands of people who are joining us online, live, and they don't have a clue, and you may not have a clue as to what does the Bible say about our future, the future. Christ returning, the millennium, the judgment upon earth, the second coming of Christ, the Antichrist, Book of Revelation, the rapture, the global players in the last days, as the Bible mentions them. These things were revealed in Scripture not to confuse you. They were revealed in Scripture making a grand assumption that by the time you looked at Bible prophecy, you would have read, for example, your Old Testament and then gone right into the New. Makes perfect sense if you do that. A lot of people haven't done that. There's a gigantic burden on my heart because I'm going to be speaking to a whole lot of you that these things are new, but they're ancient in the Bible, but you've never been taught them at the churches you attended. And so for a lot of you, this is brand new. And so it's going to be a pretty lengthy series, but I promise you this, and I've repeated this to friends, this has been a disciple-making church for 30 years. And just when I thought like, all right, we got a lot of people settled in, they know exactly what they believe, and ministry's happening, we're moving forward, then a whole bunch of you newbies come along. And it's like, Lord, and I believe God has been saying, now it's time for you to disciple them too. And so that's where we're going. We're going to walk through the prophetic teachings of the Bible. You're not going to be afraid. You're not going to be freaked out because I want you to keep this picture in your mind. Like you're a little lamb getting picked up. And I want to be holding you as your under shepherd under Jesus. And I want to be telling you right in your ear, now this is what the Bible says. And that revelation to you ought to bring you comfort. It ought to bring you joy. It ought to bring you excitement. And for some people, it ought to bring you, to you a wake-up call. Depends on where you're at. But listen, I want you to be bold. I want you to be strong. I don't want you to shy away from the conditioning that may have been upon you at the previous ministry that you were involved in. And I think you'll see why. So I think if you give me a couple of Sundays, you'll start to see, hey, this is not weird. This is exactly what I need to know. And by that, I think you will grow. And so we're going to start out very easy today, very simply. We're, again, as I mentioned, we're calling it Futures. That's the series. Today, we're going to be looking at a message entitled Foundations. And I'll read this passage to you. It's Isaiah chapter 45, verse 21 and 22. This is God speaking. Declare what is to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and Savior. By the way, that's exclusive. He's the only God and he's the only Savior. There's only one. There is none but me. Verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. That's the word of God. He knows the future. He's the God you love. He's the God you pray to. He's the God that sustains you. But listen, he's also the God that has written the future down in advance. It's called Bible prophecy. And then one more passage, and we'll visit this again in length at the end of our message today. It's the very heart of not only the Bible, it's the very heart of Bible prophecy. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Paul said, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things." He's talking about throwing off the yoke of unbelief and coming into the maturity of belief. "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abides faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is what, church?
Love.
Love." Again, Father, we pray that you would move in our midst today. And Lord, if there's anybody here, I know there's a lot of people here that are saying, "Let's do this, let's go for it." And there are a lot of people also listening in right now that they've been conditioned to not get into what the Bible says regarding the future. And therein, they have been robbed. And there's a reason why 27 to 31% of your Bible is about the future, Bible prophecy. So Father, we pray for a great blessing upon this church, upon each individual. Lord, the hundreds of home groups that are meeting us right now online together, and all those who will hear the going forth of this message, we pray that you'd bring us together in your word as one. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Foundations. It's where we begin in our future series. In our desire to be like Jesus as a believer, it's our heart's desire to be like Jesus. Our greatest pursuit as believers is to be like him. It's certainly the very goal of every disciple. The Bible tells us in Matthew 22, verse 34, "But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees," there was a debate and argument between the Sadducees and the Pharisees regarding resurrection, and Jesus let them know the truth. "They gathered together, then one of them," that is a lawyer, "asked him a question, testing Jesus and saying," verse 36, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I want you to mark those last few words, "all the law and the prophets." That's very, very key. If you have a Bible, will you hold it up? Even if it's on your smart device, hold it up. Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, this book, listen, this book that is written in paper and ink or on your device, this book is a book that has proven itself to be bulletproof. And the reason why that's true is what Jesus said a moment ago, that all of this leading power and reality of the believer to love God and to love your neighbor like you do yourself, all of that, if passionately pursued, sums up the law and the prophets, the entire word of God. Now look, everybody, please be careful. I am not saying that if you are just a really loving person, you know how people are, there's some people, they were just born loving people. I was not born that way, but some people are born that way. They just love everybody. And listen, that doesn't mean it's Christian love. That doesn't mean it's God's love. That can be more of a personality trait. No one is born with this virtue that Jesus is talking about this morning. It is a divine love for God, which God allows you, gives you to have, and it's a divine love for others. That means that you and I can love somebody who's actually trying to kill us, who hates us, that you have a gut-wrenching compassion for them, even though they mean harm to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? It is an unearthly, unnatural, not of this realm kind of love. It's not that you have a good constitution or a sweet disposition. It's transcendent. God's love. You say, what does that do to the Bible prophecy? Because I told you we're starting basic and this is the foundation. Friend, everything that you're going to be hearing in this series, you must remember this first. The foundation is God loves me. He has hope for me, and God expects my faith to grow. Amen. Faith, hope, and love. That should be at the top of your notepad as we go through this study. Everything there will be our building point. The first thing that we see this morning, jot it down if you would, regarding our Foundations and the Futures series is this, the future of faith. Mark that down. Number one, the future of faith. You say, what on earth does that mean? The future of faith. I want you to understand that what I'm about to say, here's a disclaimer up front, is not bombastic. I am not exaggerating. This is not what pastors are supposed to say on a Sunday morning. It's 100% true. And it's this, your faith is the greatest possession you have.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Now, listen, if your life has been cruise, easy, smooth, no bumps up until now, then that doesn't make much of an impact to you. But if your life has been normal like the rest of ours, and you've been smacked in the face a few times, spiritually speaking, or maybe physically speaking, God's promises to you mean everything, and that means that you exercise faith to cling on to God's promises. Listen, faith is an absolute necessity, listen, in our lives, but it's very critical as to where it is applied, because every human being exercises faith. Every single one of us. But for me to say to you, your faith is the greatest possession that you have, don't take that lightly. You lose that and you lose life. You give up on that and you lose your hope. You give up on that and you lose your future. Very, very critical. Very important that we begin to build this series upon the statement regarding the future of faith for us as individuals. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Look at it on the screen. Mark the verse down, Hebrews 11, 1. This is a very, very cute, seemingly benign verse. It appears on your little memorization scripture cards. You'll see it posted in someone's Instagram, and it's such a sweet sentiment. Oh, no, it's not. It is an absolute bold declaration of a reality that some people look at it and say, I don't get it. And some people look at it and will say, I can't live without it. Amen. This is absolutely spectacular. Faith, according to the Bible. Now, faith. Now, what I am going to lean upon in my life and what I'm going to make as the foundation of my existence is wrapped up in my action of faith. Please hear this. Never have faith in faith. And I know you can go to the Christian books, not this one. You can go to a Christian bookstore and buy books on having faith in faith. Ladies and gentlemen, that's false teaching. Oh, guys, sorry, verse back up on the screen. You want to be able to make sure that your faith demands that it is pointing toward a subject, a person, place, or thing. I'll be honest. You have faith in a person, a place, or a thing. Now, faith is the substance. That word substance is something you can hold and touch. So wait a minute, I thought faith by nature, something that's ethereal. You can't grab it. You can't touch it. In a normal realm of science, that's true. But in the realm of faith with God, there's a bigger truth. And that bigger truth is faith takes you to the promises of God where you can grab them. And don't ask me how this works, but you could have a doctor give you a pill because you're sick and that doesn't work. But faith can be exercised in Christ Jesus, and there's a presence that comes near to you that you can't buy. There's no pill. You can't have somebody bring it. It doesn't arrive in a box. It is His presence. Him in His word, Him in His comfort, Him in His promises. It is foundational. It is awesome. And we need to know this as we move into this series. Faith is the substance. I can touch this thing, this person, or this promise that I have faith in. How so? Of things hoped for. This is an awesome statement. It's not like, oh, I have faith and I really hope, I hope, I hope, I hope. Oh, I hope, I hope. Guess what? Happy to report, that's not what the word means. You know, like, I hope there's no traffic going to work today. That's not what the word means. This is a hope. This is a hope that, okay, you see this platform I'm standing on? It's wood beneath me. I have total hope that the people who built this, it's going to keep me up. Did you hear I use the word? I have no doubt. I have total hope in this. Okay? That's the word. It is an assured, guaranteed fulfillment. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hope for, watch, the evidence of things not seen. The truth proclaiming that my faith in Christ is so dependable upon Him, not me, Him. Listen. My faith dependability on Him causes me to have great faith because of Him. Yes. So, Pastor, I don't have much faith. And then I listen to people tell me, well, what's going on? They actually have tremendous faith. But they're really saying is, I don't understand what God's doing in this situation. I'm willing to totally yield to whatever He wants to do. I just wish He would tell me a little bit about it. That's huge faith. Even the person who says, I don't believe in God anymore. He broke my heart. This is what happened. And then the other thing, and that the other thing. And I'm mad at Him. That's the wrong attitude, and that is the wrong place to be, but that's great faith. Think about it. They have the faith to believe and to confess that God's big enough to have fixed their life situation by now. That's great faith. It's misapplied at the wrong moment of time. But the truth is, God's at work. Evidence of things not seen. You need to hang on to that verse and put it right up there in your note-taking of our study. Faith by definition, listen everybody, faith by definition assumes a future. You all know that, right? Write that down. Faith by nature assumes a future. Every one of us have faith in something. In someone, I hope it's Christ. I trust it's Christ. But to even speak about faith, it assumes that there's a future. In other words, faith is something that is used, yes, regarding the past, as we shall see, yes, in the current, but also for the future. That's an assumption. Listen, it's a logical assumption. It's reasonable. You can defend that. And so the goal of this series is to establish that very thing, that all that you hear is to build your faith, not scare you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Foundations. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's new series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scripture from the Bible and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Haven't we all felt the sting of guilt when it comes to pursuing God at a deeper level? We really want to, but we're not sure how to do it while living under the pressure of life. It's why The Pursuit of God by the late author and pastor A.W. Tozer is our current featured resource. Tozer will show you how to quiet your life in God's presence, offering you hope and a new outlook on life. The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at our website, jackhibbs.com. You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation, who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.